Okay, we'll come out of recess and on our agenda is introduction to the transition audit of the collector's office.
All right, well, I am Kim Allison.
Could you come on up to the mic there?
Sure. I'm Pam Allison with the Missouri State Auditor's Office, and Connie James is the supervisor on the audit that's here with me. And we are here to get started on the transition audit of the county collector. And under Section 52-150, it kind of outlines how the audit is to proceed. And so we have an engagement letter here with us today that we would like for you all to sign. And it kind of outlines the statutes require the county to pay us for the audit out of the county's general fund. And so we've estimated the cost to be between $7,500 and $15,000. So that's outlined in the engagement letter. And we will get started with the audit today and proceed and hopefully have it done here in the next 2 or 3 months and have a report that we'll come back and meet with you all. And the new collector. And so the audit, it won't only be on the county collector's office, but also the property tax system. So it will kind of involve the county clerk's office, the commission, and the assessor as well. Very similar to when our audit was before. You all have any questions?
How many years will you go back in doing the audit?
The scope of our audit is going to be the year ending February 29th, 2016. So that whole year, and then we'll take it from March 1 through December 31st, your last day. So it'll be a full year and then your partial year. Anything else?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Here is this engagement letter. You all just
want
to give it, I think it calls for
the
presiding commissioner to sign it if you
want to
just get it back to Connie after you have time to read over
it
and sign it.
Okay, Connie will be in the collector's office, I'm assuming, in the workroom.
So we need to put that on next week's agenda to vote on.
You don't see it.
Good. That's a
mandatory.
Other than one document, I know you want to have to vote it soon.
It will be an expense to pay later.
Well, yeah.
Pencil and paper.
Yeah. So I just put on next week's agenda, or if we need to do it sooner, we put it on Friday. Or but yeah, it needs to be agendized and voted on.
What, do you know when they need this?
She's probably expecting it. Connie, Connie, is it okay if you pick this up next week, or do you need it sooner? You need it now?
Yeah, if we could get it now, that'd be...
I'm not willing to... I mean, we have to vote on it to allow him to sign it, and I don't know what's customary, but...
Okay.
I mean, I'm not ready to...
Okay.
Just
so
say
next Monday...
I say, and we can do it sometime this week. We can do it Thursday, okay. And we can have a special meeting, do it over,
Yeah, just whenever you get it signed, could you scan it and fax it to, or scan it and email it to us, or fax it to us? Mm-hmm. That way, we can get it back up to Jefferson City, and so they
need it so you can proceed, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay, I guess we can, adjourn till 2 o'clock? Recess.
Till 2?
Oh, yeah, we'll be doing daily staff review upstairs.